NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been traveling with the president. Don, what does the president bring home from this trip?
The intent wasn't to bring back a treaty of any kind with any of these countries. It was more of a trip to nurture the anti-terrorism coalition and to deal with some other country-specific items. China, of course, there are concerns about human rights and weapons exports, and those came up. In Japan, the president's pushing economic reforms. It's important to the U.S. that Japan's economy recover. And in South Korea, he wanted to balance the hard line he's taken against North Korea. He wanted to reach out to the North and say, come on, let's talk. We are open to dialogue. He said all that, of course, from the South.
Well, the president said the U.S. wouldn't invade North Korea, and I don't think too many Americans thought he would. Was that said for the Koreans?
I think there's some relief that he said what he said. You're right. It's not that anyone really expected the U.S. to launch an attack over this. But still, the president did feel compelled to say that explicitly in Seoul. And while that may have helped a bit, you could still see the disappointment in President Kim Dae-jung. He's been working hard to reach out to the North. The North hasn't reciprocated the way he would like. The White House feels, because of that, there's a need to toughen the rhetoric, to try to make something happen. But many in the South aren't so sure that's going to help at all.
What's left unanswered by the trip?
This is an important region to the U.S., and it's not clear how all the things the president came here to talk about are going to shake out. He does get strong support again from each of these countries for the handling of the war on terrorism so far, and each this week expressed continued support, but they also each have concerns about what comes next and how the U.S. handles it. But looking quickly at each country, Japan's economy is in trouble, and Prime Minister Koizumi's political fortunes there are tied to his ability to do something about it. The president wants him to succeed. And in Korea, the wait goes on for some response from the North, but the president has singled the North out in his war on terrorism because of their weapons programs and their sales. And it remains to be seen there exactly what he does if the North does not come to the table and talk.
President Bush has now made two trips to China in under 6 months. Is there anything different about the relationship as a result?
Well, they still disagree on weapons exports. The White House said that they would bring that up at this meeting this week. They did. They said there was a chance for a deal, but it didn't happen. Questions about what to do about Iraq, one of the other nations in that axis of evil the president refers to. President Zhang in China wants a peaceful solution there, not a military action. But despite all of that, the U.S. and China do seem to be getting closer. They're more concerned than ever about their mutual interests. President Zhang, I have to tell you this. On Thursday night here in Beijing, there was a dinner with the U.S. and Chinese delegations, and the Chinese leader is not known as a gregarious guy at all. Well, at one point in the evening, he got up and he walked over and stood behind President Bush, and an accordion player came in, and this Chinese president, with his big glasses on, sang O Sole Mio in Italian. To the president, to everybody in this dinner at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. So he appears to be trying to perhaps loosen up a bit. This relationship is obviously very important to him. And I can tell you also that he is coming to the U.S. in October for a summit for maybe more singing and certainly more talks about all of these issues.
Well, if he has a rendition of The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You, maybe they'll be getting somewhere.
I'm anxious to hear it.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.